الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: لن يستنكف المسيح أن يكون عبدا لله ولا الملائكة المقربون ومن يستنكف عن عبادته ويستكبر فسيحشرهم إليه جميعا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in our previous lesson, we read the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the Ahle Kitab, in particular the Christians. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them they do not make ghulu in deen. And when it comes to belief regarding Isa, the son of Maryam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he is the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he too, in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has just recited now, that Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he too doesn't disdain to believe the fact that he is an abd of Allah. He too believes that he is a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no maqam, position of nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or position which is regarded as a position of honor, better than this maqam of being an abd. So abdiyat, this is called abdiyat, where a person totally submits and surrenders himself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that Isa himself, he doesn't disdain to accept this fact that he is an abd of Allah. So why are you worshipping him? Why are you making him a ma'bud? And everything that you worship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one verse says, إِنَّكُمْ وَمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ حَصَبُ جَهَنَّمْ أَنْتُمْ لَهَا وَارِدُونَ لَوْ كَانَ هَؤُلَاءِ آلِهَةً مَا وَرَدُوهَا وَكُلٌّ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that indeed you and whatever you worship, they will be the fuel of Jahannam. حَصَبُ جَهَنَّمْ أَنْتُمْ لَهَا وَارِدُونَ. You will enter Jahannam. Then Allah says that if these things that you worshipped were gods, then they wouldn't have entered Jahannam. مَا وَرَدُوهَا. Now Allah says you, in other words the worshipper and whatever is worshipped, كُلٌّ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. All of you will remain in Jahannam forever. So somebody asked a question there. So what about Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, because he was also worshipped? What about Malaika, because they were also worshipped? So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ سَبَقَتْ لَهُمْ مِنَّ الْحُسْنَى أُولَٰئِكَ عَنْهَا مُبْعَدُونَ. That indeed there are those people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already decreed for them Jannah. Like Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Malaika, they did not tell the people to worship them. Rather the shayateen commanded them, or make this muzayyan, beautified this for them, beautified this worship, or the deed that they were doing of worshipping Nabi Isa alayhi salam and Malaika, etc. So they made this thing fair seeming to them, and they began to continue in that worship of this. But this was not something that they told the people to do. Nabi Isa alayhi salam, it comes in one verse clearly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so Allah says, وَإِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ. Oh Isa, did you tell the people that take me as a god, take me as an ilah, worship me, worship my mother, other than Allah? Of course, Nabi Isa alayhi salam responded like this, that I would never tell him to do something like this. And if I said something like this, Ya Allah, you know better. تَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِي وَلَا أَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِكَ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ. Oh Allah, I told him, مَا قُلْتُ لَهُمْ إِلَّا مَا أَمَرْتَنِي بِهِ أَنِ اعْبُدُ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبَّكُمْ. Every messenger came with the same da'wah, the same invitation, and I did the same thing. I called them to your worship, to worship you. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Nabi Isa himself, he considers himself as an abd for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah says, وَلَا الْمَلَائِكَةُ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ, that those malaika who are near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even they don't disdain to believe that they are ibad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, Allah is in this part of the verse hinting towards something that, remember, they believe in the Trinity. So Christians also accept that Jibreel has some Jibreel also has to be worshipped in some ways. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that even Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam doesn't feel shy to be called an abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even Jibreel knows his status. Then Allah says, وَمَنْ يَسْتَنْكِفْ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ. And whoever disdains to make the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's proud, he's arrogant, وَيَسْتَكْبِرْ فَسَيَحْشُرُهُمْ إِلَيْهِ جَمِيعًا. Allah is going to gather them all before Him. In other words, Allah is going to then record them for this bad deed of theirs, or the zulam of worshipping somebody other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَيُوَفِّهِمْ وَجُورَهُمْ وَيَزِيدُهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Whoever brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever did righteous deeds, Allah will most definitely give them the reward in full. Allah will enrich them and Allah will increase them from His bounty. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ اسْتَنْكَفُوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا فَيُعَذِّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. But whoever disdains to bring iman, he is proud and he's arrogant, Allah says most definitely Allah is going to punish them a severe, painful punishment. وَلَا يَجِدُونَ لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلِيَّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا. Then they are not going to find a helper, protector, guardian, anybody to come and help them and defend them against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from shirk wa afrin wa alhamdulillah.